Thank you for calling
Iron Cross Builders LLC.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0. For the dial by... Please hold while I try to connect you.
Iron Cross Builders.
Oh, hi, Justin.
Yes, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, it's Tina from Local Splash. I understand that you just called in regarding your Google Guaranteed account.
Yeah, I was told our account was overdue, but it was not our Google Guaranteed account. It was our Local Splash account. I was under the impression those were two separate entities. That's what Bonnie had told me, at least.
So the invoice that's failing is the one for the Google Guaranteed leads. The other one isn't due till June 30th. So it's the reverse.
Oh,
the Google Guaranteed.
We were told that we had $500 in escrow.
So
has that all been eaten up?
Yeah,
it says
here on the account that there was $924.67 worth of leads, but there was a $691.02 lead credit, so the balance is $432.65.
But we didn't receive $900 worth of leads, though. In the last month, we probably received like 5 to 6 leads, and they go for like $20 to $30 each, so that information, that can't be correct. There's no way. Our weekly budget was 1,000 per week, but we never came close to reaching even half of our weekly budget. And every week I was looking at the invoices, and it was between $20 and $40 a week. So there's no way that invoice can be correct. We haven't used $900 worth of leads. We haven't received them in like over 6 months. We've received less than $900 worth of leads.
There's a note here from the head of that department on May 24th, and it says that he set your account to read only, so the leads are on pause until potential billing issue is resolved. Client needs to be charged for the November 2023 through April 2024 cost/credit. The reason why it wasn't charged earlier was because the lead flow was very low, which is what you were saying. So this is kind of like a backlog from November of last year.
Well, we were told that we'd be billed monthly for that stuff. And we had $500 in escrow. We were under the impression that you guys would have told us this ahead of time. We thought we were being billed monthly. And last I talked to Bonnie, she said that we had $500 in escrow and there was nothing to worry about. So they basically neglected it for 6 months.
That must have been before the May 24th update by Perry. So when did you speak to Bonnie? Do you remember?
I spoke to Bonnie not but a month ago. I mean, less than a month ago. We were probably 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we had increased our lead budget to $1,000 per week because we weren't getting enough leads. And we had basically maxed everything out, pumped it all up as hard as we possibly could. And she said we had $500 in escrow. As far as I knew, there was nothing else to pay. Otherwise, we would have obviously leveraged the money in escrow. But they didn't tell us until just now that there was actually $900 worth of leads that we had received. But we were under the impression we're being billed monthly. So now our account is all of a sudden -$400, and they shut our leads off. And in order to pay the $400 that's apparently
actually
in the minus, we have to have our leads turned on for that.
On this invoice, and incidentally, there is the $199 also that's due. So I didn't realize it because you guys paid us your monthly fee on April 15th. So on May 15th, that $199 invoice went together with this lead one. So it's kind of like a, probably like a triple whammy for you right now, because you're probably got a big orange banner up on your site saying the information here is no longer being updated because that 199 portion is failing, right? And then on top of it, your leads are on pause. So what I would
recommend, which we were unaware of.
Yeah, no, I understand. I absolutely understand, Justin. And Perry put a note in here that the reason it wasn't charged sooner was because of the lead flow was very low. So I want to explain to you that how the $500 escrow works is each month you're supposed to replenish what's being used. So let's say, for example, that the leads are $50
each. But if you don't bill
each.
Us, then how can we do that if you don't bill us? You're supposed to send us an invoice or bill us with direct payment. That's what we were under the impression of, just like with the local splash payment. It's automatic.
Well, that's why the account went to me, because the automatic payment isn't going through, and it hasn't been going through. So
yeah, but
I
you guys only tried to bill us one time for the leads in the last 6 months. Because you said the lead flow was slow, but we didn't know that. So had you guys have told us, hey, we're not billing you guys, you're racking up a huge bill here, we're going to wait until it's 6 months later and then just completely turn them off, you could have told us, hey, we were under the impression, and it was the agreement, that you guys would be billing us every month. And if that would have been the case, then we would have replenished whatever leads we had used. But we were under the impression we were still working off the 500 in escrow and that we still had credit. Otherwise, you guys would have told us. But instead,
we
didn't get billed for 6 months.
I just want to explain to you, and I understand your frustration. I would, be frustrated too if I thought, I was getting like a smaller charge each month and then all of a sudden there's this big charge due, right? So I understand where you're coming from. But at the same token, I want to let you know that how that 500 in escrow works is typically you just have to replenish what's being taken out of it. So let's say today you had a fresh 500 in there, right? And this month, the leads, let's say, for example, that they're $50 each and you took 3 leads, then next month you would only be charged $150. So it's not like you get that $350 to use that's still in the escrow. You have to replenish the next month what was used the previous month. So I think that that's where the confusion is, you think, oh, I have a 500 escrow, so there's money still in there, but they put the leads on pause if there's leads that had been eaten that hadn't been paid for. But one thing I could do for you.
They can't roll it over to the credit that's in escrow, even though it's in escrow? That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's the way that the Google Guaranteed program works. That has nothing to do with us. That's just the way the Google Guaranteed
works. No, I wasn't blaming you. I'm just saying that's insane.
But what I could
do,
if you like, is I could do one or the other and split them up. So I could take the $199 now and get at least that local map thing up to speed, and then the LSA or the Google Guaranteed leads of $233.65 would still be due, and we could push that out to a different date, or we could do the $233.65 now and get that payment up to speed, and then do the $199, push that out till, so I can do that for you at least, because you said, hey, in order to get that, I need my leads turned on, right? So you can do
It's more important to turn the leads on at the moment, because if they go to the website and there's just an orange bar there, we've tried this happen before, and people still book an appointment with us. They're not going to say, oh, no, their website's under maintenance or there's something going on here, so we're not going to.
Right.
But if we don't have our leads on, then we're not going to receive Google Guaranteed.
Yep. So yep. And I just checked, and it's even not even showing the orange banner yet. So, I mean, it looks like your website's still good there. So let me do that. At least I'll take this $199 and I'll push it out for a different date. That way we can do the $233.65 and at least get you turned back on there. Is that fair enough?
Okay, so we need to be invoiced every month, regardless of how slow the lead flow is in the future for the Google Guaranteed leads, because – otherwise, this – and then
– yeah, you don't want them to wrap up unexpectedly. Yeah, I get it. No, totally.
I don't know if they've done it before or not. I don't know if they've paused it before, and that's why we had such low lead flow. If I was just unaware of that, I don't think so. I think they would tell us, but that's – obviously.
Yeah, there's been no lead fees charged for you whatsoever since November of 2023, just so you know. The last payment of $500, which was processed on February 13th, that was reversed for some reason. It says that Perry reversed that.
What?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you check your bank on February 13th, $500 was charged, but then it says that he refunded it. So I don't know what happened there, and maybe that's because there was a slow lead flow and he was still trying to figure out the cost. But at least you know, you could check your account on February 13th it was charged, and on February 14th it was refunded. But the account I think is in your partner's name, right? It's in Nick's name for the billing, Nicholas Shook.
What did you say?
I think the billing is under your partner, Nicholas Shook. So I don't know if there's a different card that you want to use, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nicholas Shook is just the operations manager. He's just an employee of the company.
Oh, he's not your
partner.
Okay. I misunderstood him when he called, but he had billing information at one point. That's why it says that.
He does have he has a company debit card of his own, and sometimes we do use that because it's all owned by me. So he has a debit card, but whether it's my debit card or his debit card, it's the bank that's owned by Iron Cross Builders, which is owned by me. So
it's okay with you if he's still an authorized user on the account. He's just not your business partner. He's the operation manager, right?
No, this is a single, this is a single person owned LLC.
Got it. Okay. I'll notate that in the account just so that we have his title in here. And then do you want me to try the 233 again on this card that we have on file, or should we update it? Because ends in 1187.
If it's the same card as before, it should be okay, but you're going to have to give us a couple of days. And actually, this is good news because I'll let him know, because we're handling a couple of jobs that we sold. So once they're sold, I'll let him know that we're only going to pay a couple hundred instead of the 400.
Yep, of course.
So that's actually good. In the short term, that's really good for us because then we can make sure our leads are staying on, and then the other 200 will get that taken care of and get everything caught up. But it's more important, obviously, at the moment for us to just keep the leads flowing.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's why I'm so happy that I was able to at least help you with the resolution.
Yeah,
I
was so confused. I was like, what? Dual guaranteed? I thought that we had all this money in escrow and... I totally understand now. You've made it very clear. And I know it's not
good.
Your guys' fault either.
Good. Yeah, I know.
I did think it was kind of weird. I'm like, well, we've been getting all these leads, and I know we had money in escrow, but we haven't been getting billed. So I'm guessing they're just going to let us know when we have to put another 500 in there. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was like,
until
we use up the 500, once we use up the 500, they're going to send us an invoice for the following month saying here's this month's bill. Like invoice, or do you want to put more credit? That's what I thought. So I was like, we're still good. We're still on the gravy train, baby.
That's what I thought too when they first the Google guaranteed to us. And we would tell people whatever, your activation budget is 500. I would think they get if they use 150, then that 350 rolls over to the next month, and then they don't have to replenish it empty. But it works kind of like an escrow account, and it looks like the good news is that February 13th payment was reversed. So so at least we're all on the same page now. So
That's
you want me to try to process it again maybe tomorrow, or what are you thinking?
Do it on Tuesday of next week just to be sure. Well, they're ordering materials today.
Okay.
They're picking up checks and they're ordering materials.
Okay.
So it typically takes a day or two to get the materials. Then it takes them a day or two to do it. So I would say try Wednesday or Thursday. If we get the money before that, I'm going to call you guys and let you know, because obviously this is a really important topic for us because we need the leads on. But I'll let Nick know. He's actually going to be happy because he was under the impression that we were going to have to eat up most of the next job by paying both of those. I'll let him know. It's only
We adjusted it on this end. It's just the 233 now. So is I'll set the invoice for next week Thursday, which is the 13th.
Okay.
But of course, if you get things squared away sooner, then call me, and then we'll just process it soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That works.
All right. All right, so we have everything. Everyone's on the same page now. So if yep. you have any questions moving forward or when you do call back, if you put my extension in, which is 777, it will ring directly to my desk. And that way you don't have
okay.
to. I think you called earlier and you got to the call center and then they try to get you to the yep. department. And yeah, so it just, you know, it's a little bit of an extra step. But if you just put
okay.
in 777, it comes directly to me. And then,
okay.
Yeah, I always answer my phone calls live. I know, right? It's easy to remember.
Could be worse. You could have been 666. You could have been 666. Then that would be a little bit.
Oh, no way.
Hesitant.
You know, funny thing is I'm a believer. And when I very first got my driver's license back in the day, it was in Illinois. My license number, the last three digits were 666. And I was so upset.
Oh,
and I went into the DMV and I got to get this changed. Oh, the only way you could get it changed is if you change your birth date or your sex. And I'm like, are you guys crazy? So anyway,
no.
I ended up moving to California, and now I don't have that 666 on my license anymore. California gave me a different number, so thank goodness. Because I was
wild.
Like,
that
I,
sounds like
isn't
that's
that crazy?
That sounds like something.
Yeah.
That's something my grandma. That is something my grandma would do. She'd see that and she would go directly to the DMV and be like, no.
Yeah, I was that way.
That's
oh, I even to this day, if I have to type in someone's phone number and it has the 666, and I'll kind of like look away from the keyboard. I'm like, I don't even want to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's eerie. It's eerie.
It's eerie. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, thank goodness I didn't get that same number again. I didn't know, you know. I'm like, are they going
to... Oh, yeah, if you would have gotten it again, that would have been
yeah.
the worst.
Exactly. Yeah. So now I'm 777 and it's official.
Heck yeah. I love that. Very angelic.
Yeah. And you won't forget about that now because you'll know when you call in, just put that in and it'll ring directly to me.
Yes. That sounds great.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Justin. Have a great rest
yeah,
of your week.
Yeah. It was a pleasure. You too.
Course.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now.